have a shot glass full of tequila, I already can't talk. There's a reason why I don't do tequila shots. You might find out why that is on this episode.
You can scream and shout.
Oh! Damn! Oh, motherfucker, Jose Cuervo, bro, kick my ass. Son of a bitch. I can drink gin martinis all day long, but shots of tequila? It's gonna fuck my world up. And don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. That's just the way it rolls, that's the way it is, that's the way it's gotta fucking be. You know why? Because I am the great one himself, because I have been on the internet since 1999, because I have been podcasting come November for 11 motherfucking years. And this here is Stating the Obvious Podcast, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect, homes in on and destroys stupid motherfucking statist all around the world. It has a statist-seeking warhead. Fucking seeks out the nearest statist, and no matter where you go, there's always a statist not very far away, because you little cocksucker motherfuckers, you're just like cockroaches. Except cockroaches actually serve more of a purpose to the ecosystem of the planet than you fucking statists do. Because after all, it's you statists who do all of the environmental destruction, or at least most of it, simply if nothing else, by the sheer motherfucking numbers of your filthy little motherfucking cocksucking statist asses. I am still reading. Yes, thank you. I am the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. You can find us on the interweb, CYNLIBSOC.com. You can find me on the Twitterverse, CYNLIBSOC. God damn, it's like I'm drunk already. We just started. The main reason we're doing the cast today, it goes out tomorrow. We're doing the cast today for two very important reasons, because first of all, both of us actually have time. And tomorrow morning, I think I want to go for a bike ride or a run. But then the other reason we're doing this today is because this is helping me to avoid cleaning my kitchen, because I was in the process of cleaning the kitchen at home, and I was at a good stopping point, so I can procrastinate that shit till a little bit later, wrapping it up. But I've been scrubbing and cleaning the floor. You don't really give a fuck, do you? And that's okay. You shouldn't give a fuck. It's my kitchen, not your kitchen. Why the fuck do you care? All right, anyway, great one himself. That's Randy, CYNLIBSOC.com. Yeah, David Gilmour does the themes. And David Gilmour has a new album coming out. I listened to one of the songs. There was a preview of it. Well, the song was on YouTube. I was unimpressed. I was kind of disappointed. It didn't sound David Gilmour-y to me. But then again, when his last album came out, called On an Island, I didn't like it when I first got it. It wasn't until months later when I listened to it again that I decided, hey, wait, this is actually a really fucking good album. So anyhow, there's that for you. And David Gilmour does the theme song. It's called You Know I'm Right. It's a song he wrote about me. It's off his 1984 album About Face. Okay, Randy, are we finished? Can I move the fuck on? Okay, it's the 27th of August, 2015. There. I think I've covered all the fucking bases. And yes, this... Whoa, shit. Tequila is making me drop stuff. This podcast is released under the fucking concept that it's out there on the internet, and you can really do anything you want with it. I can't really fucking stop you. So distribute the fucking thing. Tell your friends about it. All right. I had the possibility here of... Hold on.
Why is the fan not pointing at me? Everything should be about me. Do we not understand that yet?
Well, Randy, it's your job to make sure the fan is pointing at me. Because everything, I should always be the center of attention. Do you not understand that yet? Okay, let me just throw that the fuck away, because I'm going to drop it again. Take another shot of tequila. Oh, god damn it. Whoo! Jose Cuervo, gold. I mean, it's smooth, but motherfucker. Too much of a pussy for this. Speaking of pussies, I could bitch about women some more. I could talk about double standards with women. I could talk about how women that I am working with at some of my jobs selectively enforce the standards. I could also talk about how this guy that I worked with at one of my jobs, that the female who ran the place was just enamored with him and was constantly giving him work even when he didn't need to be there, yada yada yada. And then it turns out that he was arrested for masturbating in public while small children were looking at him. Now, of course, I've known for at least a year that the guy was sexually interested in small children because he kind of fucking radiates it, and when he's around small children, which he often was, because oddly enough, he always got scheduled to work any event that involved small children. I've known for at least a year that he was sexually interested in small children. But of course, the woman who runs this establishment had no fucking clue, because women are so intelligent and so perceptive, and they have so much empathy, and they're so understanding, and they're so sensitive and caring. And because, of course, well, they care about the children so much. So I could talk about that. I could talk about how women behave like children, and how women want to be children, about how all of their selfies, they portray themselves as childlike, and how their selfies are all angled down so that you're looking down at them in the pictures like you look down on children, and how they're all into Disney movies and books for children and all this other stuff. I could talk about women ad nauseum, but I'm not going to talk about that today. I could also talk about virgin toes. I could talk about the virgin toes. I could talk about how, while the MGTOW movement may have started off as a good thing, you know, just like the communist movement, just like the feminist movement, just like, where's my fucking list? Here we go. Just like equality for black people, just like equality for gay people, just like the unions, you know, all of these things, when they started off, they were good for about the first 7 or 8 minutes. Then they very quickly became corrupted by attention seekers, people looking to make a profit, people looking to use and manipulate other people, people looking for a power base, people with insecurity, so forth and so on. You know, and so there was the MGTOW movement, and it was good for 7 or 8 minutes, and then the virgin toes showed up. And I could make fun of the virgin toes for being essentially the same as the feminist, in the sense that feminists don't know how to communicate with men, they don't understand men, they don't know anything about men, and thus they fear men, and thus they hate men. And I could talk about how the virgin toes don't know anything about women, and don't know how to communicate with women, and don't know how to talk to a woman or anything else, and therefore, because they don't know how to communicate with women, they don't understand women, they can't grasp women, literally or figuratively, they can't grasp women, they fear women, and therefore they hate women. By the way, if you were listening to the last episode of Stating the Obvious, not the one before this, that was a repeat, but the one before that, you will know that I went out on a date-like thingy with a girl. Yes, the girl. The people have little bumps on their chest. It was awesome. She's cute. She's adorable. We had a great time. And yeah, she's, you may be hearing more about her in the future. So I could talk about how the virgin toes are a bunch of fucking losers, but we're not going to talk about that today. Today, we're going to talk about statism. Because you see, believe it or not, Stating the Obvious podcast, in addition to me standing here stating the obvious, for those of you new to the podcast, the reason it's called Stating the Obvious is because everything I do here, everything I say, is not only true, it's not simply true, it goes beyond true. It's obvious. You've heard the expression, the elephant in the room. There's nothing I'm saying, there's nothing I've ever said on this podcast that shouldn't be blatantly obvious to any motherfucker alive, right? When I sit here and say that Muslims are fucking freaks who rape 14-year-old girls and then stone them to death for not being virgins and cut people's heads off, and that Muslims should be exterminated, I mean, this is obvious. This is not some This is not some truth that you have to invest thousands of man hours in researching. Right? When I say to you that Hussein Obama murders people in foreign countries with flying robots, and that you, by voting for him, enable him to do that. Just as if I'm going to rape a woman, but she's fighting back, so if Bob comes over and holds the woman down while I rape her, Bob has helped me to rape that woman. Right? If, let's say the woman has a gun, and I want to rape her, but she's got the gun pointed at me and she's going to shoot me before I get any closer. If Bob comes up behind her and hits her on the head and takes the gun away from there and then holds her down while I'm raping her, Bob has helped me rape her. I can't rape her without Bob's help. That's what you did when you voted for Obama. Obama can't kill people in foreign countries with flying robots unless you sneak up behind the woman, hit her on the back of the head, and take the gun away from her. You have to vote for him, you have to pay the taxes, you have to obey him. You are an accomplice to every motherfucker that Obama murders. Even if they're Muslims, they're on their way to their fucking wedding, he kills them with a flying robot. Remember, you're the one who thinks that Muslim is the fucking Islam, whatever the fuck it's called, who cares? Islam can suck my dick. You're the one who thinks Islam is the religion of peace, not me. I'd just as soon kill every fucking one of them. Yeah, I know. Non-aggression principle. Go fuck yourself. It's called self-defense. They want to kill me, I'll kill them. Done. All right. Anyhow, see, that's obvious. The fact that Obama can't kill people without your help, it's really fucking obvious. I'm not throwing out anything here that took me thousands of man hours to figure out. And that's what this podcast needs to ultimately be about. That and me drinking tequila. God damn, this shit is getting better to me. I could also talk about the girl I was out with this morning. Now she, I don't know if she listens to Aaron Clary, but she sounds like she does. Because I asked her, I said, how did you get to be where you are? I also said, are you sure you're only 19 years old? Because you're way smarter than the average 19-year-old. She credited her upbringing on her father, to which I said, well, we should send more children to your father because he's doing something right. We're talking, she's 19 years old, she's already working in one business, her family business, but she's working on starting her own business, which is going to, so that's number one, she's starting her own business. Number two, it's going to be location independent. Number three, she's got her idea for her second business and getting ready to start moving on that. Number four, not only is she not going to college, but when I said, so you don't go to college, she laughed and said, why the hell would I do that? That's a waste of money. And finally, wait, what was the final thing? Oh, and she has no debt whatsoever. And I'm like, damn. Are you sure you're 19 years old? Because most 19-year-olds are not as smart. Most of them are right now dropping $20,000 a year to get a fucking worthless degree in international communications or some shit like that. So anyhow, hung out with her this morning, and she was really cute. So anyway, you might hear more about her in the future also. But that's not what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about statism. I have some notes here. If I can find them. If I can fucking interpret them. God, I'm already half-ass drunk. This is what happens when I drink tequila on an empty stomach. Let's start with this one. No, let's start with this one while it's fresh in my mind. So I was reading some stuff on the interwebs last night, night before, sometime, whenever. I stumbled across a YouTube channel by some guy who claims to be a libertarian, and I don't want to say his name yet because I need to go back and confirm some stuff, but I watched a couple of his videos. They were actually pretty good. He did this one, and it was really interesting, which is why Islam was on my mind when I started this and why I went on my little rant about killing all the Muslims. The only thing Ann Coulter and I actually agree on is Muslims. Other than that, that woman is fucked up in the head. Which is hilarious when I hear Stefan Molyneux praise her for her intelligence. I just kind of wonder what Stefan Molyneux is smoking when he says that. Because I have heard him do that. One of his videos, he was talking about... Apparently... Oh, there was... And see, you guys know I'm not fucking up on current events whatsoever. So let me try to condense this with the best of my understanding and then get to the point. To the best of my understanding, there was apparently a group of Pakistani men who were kidnapping or perhaps purchasing, somehow or another, acquiring ownership of white women, white girls. I think they were young girls, and then selling them for sex or something like this. And this person was analyzing a video another person made, and the libertarian guy and the person he was analyzing. So the person he was analyzing made the statement that the Pakistani men who did this did not do this because they were Pakistani, because all people are the same, which is hilarious, and that the Muslim religion, the fact that they were Muslims, had nothing to do with it because all religions were the same. Now, and this is one of the great things about being me, other than my huge cock and the fact that I hang out with 19-year-old girls who are really cute, and you're hanging out with, you know, skanky broads who are fucking three different guys. There was a time when, and I probably would have made the same argument if somebody would have came to me and said, well, see, they did, these Pakistani Muslims, they did this and they're bad. You know, there might have been a time when I would have said, well, no, you know, all people are the same. This is a long time ago, because as you all know, for a long time, I've talked about how those of us who are anarchists are in fact a different species from the statist, that we have different brain chemistry that allows us to exist without needing somebody to tell us the difference between right and wrong and to control our lives and all this other stuff, that we have a brain chemistry that allows us to operate at a level that cannot be achieved by a statist piece of shit. Right, so very clearly, I believe that there are some humans who are superior to other humans. And of course, the political correct way of saying things, you know, people who are PC will say, no, everybody is equal, which then of course you say, so you're saying Adolf Hitler is equal to Mother Teresa. They can't say yes to that. I mean, you have to say that Adolf Hitler is a bad person who is inferior to other people, so that blows your argument out of the water. So you've now established that no, in fact, some people are inferior to other people. Now it's just a matter of where you draw the line. So some people are in fact inferior to other people. That, again, that's obvious. That's not, you see how long it took me to fucking lay out that thesis and give you some evidence? This is obvious shit. Anyone who comes to you and says everyone is equal is a stupid motherfucker, and you should eliminate that person from your life. Now, another thing that I would have said, and I would have said this a lot more recently, because I rag on religions, and I've always said, you know, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, they're all the same thing. The libertarian, who is not an anarcho-capitalist, brought up an interesting point. He said, to say that Islam is just another religion like Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or Hinduism or any other you want to throw out, is to say that all religions are equally good, equally viable, equally moral, perhaps you could say. And I'm taking his thesis and I'm expanding it somewhat, and so I'm not trying to put words in this other person's mouth, and that's why I'm not saying who he is yet, because I want to watch some more of his stuff to get a little bit better understanding. Okay, so I'm just taking his I'm taking his little kernel here and I'm expanding it with stuff of my own, so don't trace all this back to him. But his point was, what he did say, is that that's like saying Nazism is just another political system like democracy or socialism or whatever. And his point was that no, some political systems are in fact superior to others. And I thought about that, and I'm like, well, you know, he's got a fucking point there. Because I have often said that of the religions, Buddhism is the least harmful because it's more like a philosophy and it's more adaptable. And of all the religions, it's the one that puts the least amount of emphasis on killing other people who don't share your religious beliefs. But I, in the past, have always lumped the big three, the Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, sort of together at the same level. While, of course, as you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, at the same time, off and on referring to Muslims as animals who should be exterminated, often pointing out that that is the only thing I agree with Ann Coulter about. And yeah, after thinking about it in that way, I mean, again, not capitalism. Capitalism is not a political system, for those of you who are stupid. Democracy is a pretty fucked up political system, but is it as bad as Nazism? If I had a choice between, which of course Nazism is essentially socialism, of course democracy is essentially socialism. So you see, there's this level on which democracy, socialism, Nazism are in fact exactly the fucking same. But there's also a level on which they're not. I mean, democracy gave us concentration camps. We put Japanese people in there. And the guy who played Mr. Sulu on Star Trek, who is Japanese and went to a concentration camp when he was young, now that he's out of the concentration camp, sucks the cock of Hussein Obama, a member of the political party that put Japanese people in concentration camps, which is a beautiful illustration of why people who are actors should shut the fuck up and just act, and why most of you out there are just stupider than fuck. But democracy did not give us concentration camps to the level that Nazism and communism gave us. And I talked about this some odd podcast ago where I talked about the World War II documentary, yada, yada, yada. You know, communism, everybody likes to whine about Hitler because Hitler's the go-to bad guy, right? And oh my God, the 6 million Jews, because the Jews have a great propaganda machine. But all those Russians, all the Ukrainians, all the Polish, all the whoever it was that the Soviet Union fucking exterminated and shipped around and everything, and we'll forget about them, right? Because, of course, left-wing statists who control the education system and the government and the media, I don't want you to know about the atrocities of communism and socialism. They just want you to know about the atrocities of Nazism, which they attempt to equate with the right wing instead of the left wing. Anyhow, the point is democracy, socialism, communism, Nazism. On one hand, yeah, they're the same fucking thing. They're all bad. But there's some evidence to show us some of them are worse than others. The Nazism and the communism are a little bit worse than the democracy and the socialism. And when you look at Judaism, Christianity, Islam, yeah, they're all fucked up. I mean, they all think there's an invisible man in the sky. They all think if you don't believe, you should be killed, so forth, so on. But when you look at them, of those three religious groups, And yes, you can make the argument, well, only one of those three religious groups is fucking 8-year-old boys. That's true. That is true. Only one of those groups is having sex with 8-year-old boys. But only one of those groups is having sex with 14-year-old girls and then stoning them to death for not being virgins. Only one of those groups is cutting people's heads off on YouTube. Only one of those groups is flying airplanes into buildings. Only one of those groups is blowing themselves up. And so, yes, the three religions are all religions, and they're all filled with retarded, stupid people who, if they really cared about making the world a better place, would kill themselves. But one of those groups can objectively be shown to be worse than the others. Another point this libertarian commenter made, which I think illustrates very well the stupidity of statism, is, again, he was analyzing this other individual, and this other individual made the following statement. If you look at all the countries on the planet Earth, if you look at the countries where people are the least intelligent, those are also the countries that have the worst economies. And so his conclusion was that because their economies suck, their education systems are not very good, thus the people there are not very intelligent because their education systems aren't very good because they don't have a strong economy. Now, I didn't really need any help to figure this one out, but this libertarian guy came to the same conclusion I have, which is that this is bullshit. Let me explain to you why the countries with the shittiest economies also have the least intelligent people. It's because the least intelligent people can't sustain an economy that doesn't suck. The idea that intelligence is a result of the formal school system is a statist belief. This is the kind of shit statists think. They think that people are smart because they went to school, and that people are dumb because they didn't go to school. Intelligence has nothing to do with whether or not you go to school or not. Whether you went to school or not is called education. Now, as I have talked about extensively in the past, education, intelligence, and wisdom are three vastly different things. You can have one, not have the other two. You can have two and not have the third one. You can have all three, you can have none of them. Okay, but just because you're wise doesn't mean you're educated or intelligent. You can be intelligent, not be very wise, and certainly not have an education. And I can tell you as a fact, from having worked at a fucking college for 8 years with people who have PhDs, you can have an education and you can have no fucking intelligence or wisdom. So this is, again, I'm just saying obvious shit. This is just obvious as fuck. I am stating the fucking obvious. The reason countries with shitty economies that are filled with poor people have lower overall average intelligence than countries that have good economies isn't because their school systems suck. It's because the average people there are not smart enough to fucking do anything that constitutes economic activity. Now, as I was reading through this individual's writings, I ran across his statement that he is not an anarcho-capitalist because, unlike anarcho-capitalists who, you know, are obsessed with individuality, he understands that you have to have a nation, that you have to have other people around you. Now, it was at this point I stopped reading, and I need to go back and I need to reread this and look at it again to make sure I understand it correctly and that I'm not misinterpreting what he's saying. But nonetheless, I'm going to talk about this concept because even if I misinterpreted what he wrote, which is possible, there are many people who make this argument as a argument against anarcho-capitalism. This is one of the frequent attacks that comes at us who are anarcho-capitalist. Along, of course, with the ones like, you can't be critical of other people, which I've talked about in the before. Like, no, just because I'm an anarcho-capitalist doesn't mean I'm not allowed to be critical of other people. I can point out that Muslims are animals who should be exterminated. And then they will say, but non-aggression principle, you can't initiate aggression. And I say, no, I'm not initiating aggression. They're flying airplanes into buildings. They're killing 14-year-old girls. They're cutting people's heads off. When I kill them, that's not me initiating aggression, that's me defending myself. Go fuck yourself. Okay, so here's another one that we as anarcho-capitalists often hear, is that anarcho-capitalists are all about the individual and they all just want to live off by themselves without other people around them. And they're just these, they think they're these individualists who can do everything and live on their own. And they just don't understand that it takes a village and you have to have a society. And you have to have a nation, and you have to have a government to make rules, or else there won't be any roads. There'll be no roads. You'll have this fucking giant fucking metropolis city, this huge nation state, and there'll be no roads. And everyone will just be dying in the streets of starvation because there aren't any roads. And this masturbatory fantasy that statists have, that anarcho-capitalists somehow or another want to exist in a world without other people, is very illustrative of just how fucking stupid and unable to understand anything these people are. Let me give this to you in the absolute simplest way that you can refute any cocksucking statist who comes at you making this argument. Okay, I'm an anarcho-capitalist. Let's forget about the anarcho for a moment, right? Which means I don't need any rulers. Capitalist. Okay, now we all know what capitalism is, right? Capitalism is evil people making money by selling things to others. Okay, so now if I am a capitalist, that means I want to make money because I'm motivated by greed, and I hate children, and I hate poor people, and I hate black people, and I hate homosexuals, and I hate women, and all this other stuff. So I want to make money because I love hating people. Now, in order for me to make money, I have to either steal the money like the government does, like welfare recipients do, or I have to create value for other people so that they will willingly give me money. Now, in order for me to steal money from other people, I have to be around other people to steal stuff from them. In order for me to create value for other people, I have to be around other people so I can create value for them so that they'll give me money. So the idea that anarcho-capitalists want to go live in a cave and never have interaction with other humans doesn't really make a lot of fucking sense if they are in fact anarcho-capitalist. Now, if you're a hermit, those are different things. If you're a hermit, you might want to go live away from other people and not have contact with them. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I've thought about it. It might be pretty cool. I would probably enjoy it for a couple of months. Eventually, I would miss girls and I would come back to civilization. But no, for those of you who are statist motherfuckers, those of us who are anarcho-capitalist do not believe that we can do everything ourselves and that we should be living off by ourselves and never have contact with another human being. You're very, very fucking confused. As I've said before, those of us who are anarcho-capitalists understand far better than you do the concept of independence through interdependence. Aristotle, I talk about this all the time, how Aristotle wrote about this, right? You become independent within the polis, within the city-state. you become independent within a society where you are interdependent upon other people. You do this. I know it sounds contradictory, but that's because your fucking brain is tiny. See, this comes back to the brain chemistry difference between anarcho-capitalist and statist. You're not smart enough to understand what I'm saying. You cannot grasp the concept of interdependence and independence at the same time. You become independent by existing within a polis in which you provide for other people, you create value for other people, they in return create value for you. You do a voluntary, not a forced, not a regulated, not a controlled, not a monopolized, you engage in voluntary exchange of value with other people. And you are independent because you are capable of exchanging value with other people, providing them with things they want, need, and desire in return for things you want, need, and desire. And thus, everybody is independent and yet interdependent at the same time. I know it's really fucking complicated. It's like trying to figure out where roads would come from if Obama wasn't killing brown people in foreign countries with flying robots. Isn't it fascinating that when I say Muslims should be exterminated, you think I'm a hate monger? But when Obama actually does kill Muslims, you fucking worship him. You think he has a Nobel Peace Prize. Why, he's half black. He's so wonderful. Oh, if only I could swallow more of Obama's cum. He gave us free health care and free birth control. And oh, he cares about poor people so much. He actually murders brown people. And you love him. You are so fucked up. You're so fucked up. You are so fucked up. Here's how fucked up you are, you statist little fuckers. God, I'm feeling good. I haven't ranted like this in a while. I'm like a fucking rapper up here, just fucking free-forming it. Nobody really gives a. You don't give a fuck, do you? I just shut the fuck up, great one, and do the goddamn podcast. All right, just fuck you, man. Hold on, I need a drink of water. Okay. Among the things about statist that really make me just want to bitch slap the fuck out of all of you is this bizarre notion you have that permission is freedom. And sir, I've talked about this before, and fucking, you know, half the goddamn people who call themselves libertarians or anarcho-capitalists talk about this all the time. Again, it is all obvious shit, man. Nothing I'm about to tell you has taken me more than about 30 seconds of fucking critical thinking. Permission is not freedom. People say, well, now we're free. I'm in Colorado, right? Marijuana, it's legal. Oh, look, we're free to smoke marijuana. No, you're not free. You're not free to smoke marijuana. You have permission to smoke marijuana and to possess marijuana within a very heavily... that's not the way I want to say it. Within a very complex set of guidelines. Right? How long have I ranted? How fucking long have I stood here and talked about how opposed I am to this whole legalizing homosexual marriage shit? Well, we want to be equal. No, you're not equal, motherfucker. You're fucking stupid. The fact that you need permission from the government to get married, that means you're not free. If you were free, if you owned your own body, you wouldn't need permission from the government to get married. So every time I see some fuck, when the fucking Supreme Court said whatever the fuck it said, I don't even know. I don't give a fuck. All I know is I made the mistake of going on Facebook that day, and the fucking faggot marriage shit was everywhere. Like, oh, it's so wonderful. We're equal now. You're not equal. You're a goddamn slave. You have to get permission from your fucking masters in the government to get married. You're not equal. Well, you are equal. You're equal to the other slaves. But you're not free. You're not free. So why do... Here's the question, which I'm going to answer, because that's what I do here, because I'm a fucking genius. And I have a giant cock. Why do... Wait, I hope that's the question I'm going to answer. I haven't looked ahead in my notes. We're going to find out. Who gives a fuck? I'm going to talk. Why do statist, cocksucking motherfuckers who worship Hussein Obama, a man who murders people in foreign countries with flying robots, why do statist, cocksucking motherfuckers believe that permission is the same thing as freedom? Why do statist seek permission? Because think about it. I mean, again, just think of the world around you, politics. People always say, well, we need to legalize such and such, which is saying we need to get permission from the government. I mean, first of all, look at that mindset to start with. The mindset that here you are, you're doing some shit and you want to do something. It's like, oh, shit, I would really like to get married. I would really like to smoke marijuana. I would really like to grow a marijuana plant. I would really like to start a business. I would really like to buy a car. I would really like to do what the fuck ever. What sort of brain's activity do you have to have where the first thing that goes through your mind is, I should go to the government and get permission to do that? This is the slave mentality that comes, I said comes, with being a statist. Statists always seek permission. Talk to a statist, say, well, I'm going to do such and such, to say, is that legal? How many times have you heard somebody ask you, you say you're going to do something, and somebody say, is that legal? Who gives a fuck? I don't need permission. The statist default, you know this if you're an anarcho-capitalist and you've had conversations with statists. The statist default is to assume you need permission for everything. Why do they default to permission? Here's why I think they default to permission. Because getting permission implies approval. Statists are emotionally, morally, ethically, intellectually, however you want to look at it, they are children. This is why they constantly accuse anarcho-capitalists of being childlike and immature, right? Because, see, we just don't understand how important it is to put people in cages and to have laws and to kill people with flying robots and to tell people what to do with their bodies and to control the healthcare system. See, we just don't understand how important all of that is because we're just immature. We're not grown-ups like they are. Statists want permission because when you're a child, you go to your parents, you get permission to take the car out on Saturday night. That means you have approval that it's okay with your parents. They have approved of you borrowing the car on Saturday night and going to the drive-in. And children, and we're talking about well-adjusted children. We're not talking about children who have been, you know, raped by Jerry Sandusky or who have had some guy masturbate in front of them in a park or anything like that. We're normal children. want the approval of their parents, except when they're teenagers, of course, and none of us want the approval of our parents. But young children want their parents to approve of them. And statists are young children. Statists want the state to approve of them. And that's why they love having to get permission. Because see, now that gays can get permission to get married, see, this means now that the government approves of them getting married. And now that the government approves of them getting married, see, that's what's important. Before, when they just said fuck it and could go, they just, you know, go off, hold your own fucking marriage ceremony and give the middle finger to the government, see, that they weren't getting approval from the government. That wasn't good enough. Approval is what they really want. It's not the getting married part doesn't fucking matter. What they want, even the permission doesn't matter. The permission is just the methodology to getting to what they really want, which is approval. They want the government to approve of them so that they can feel good. And approval, this type of permission, this methodology of making things legal. Again, I'm going to state the obvious. There's nothing here you can't figure out on your own. How many times have I said this? You know why all those Jews went in the concentration camps and got gassed? Because it was legal. Because the government approved it. And people said, hey, this is legal. It's been approved of by the government. I want to appease the government. I will put these Jews on this train and send them to the concentration camp. I will guard the fence at this concentration camp because this is legal. This has been approved of by the government. Oh, there's some Jews trying to escape? I'm going to shoot them because it's legal for me to do that. Shooting those Jews is approved of by the government. How did the motherfucking Japanese people get in the concentration camps built by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a liberal Democrat? Because it was legal. Tuskegee experiment, legal. Sterilization of black people, legal. Jim Crow laws, legal. Slavery, legal. All of that shit was approved of by the government. That's what seeking approval from the government gets you. Gulags, legal. Starving everybody in the Ukraine, legal. Soviet Union invading Poland, Nazis invading Poland, Soviet Union invading Poland, both sides killing Polish intellectuals, killing Polish soldiers. It was all legal, totally fucking legal. Completely 100 motherfucking percent had permission from the government to do those things. Seeking permission from the government, getting the government's approval, not only makes you an inferior piece of shit, it makes you most likely to do bad things. Because like guards at the concentration camps, I was only following orders. Now see, if you're not a statist, you don't get that. I can't be like, well, yeah, I shot those Jews because I was following orders. Wait, aren't you an anarcho-capitalist? Aren't you opposed to the government? Oops. Right, see, when you're an anarcho-capitalist, when you take responsibility for yourself, when you are accountable for your own actions, you can't say, oh yeah, I put the Jews in a concentration camp and gassed them because the government told me to do so. In an anarcho-capitalist society, you can't have concentration camps. They would never exist because you can't hide behind the government and say, well, I gassed those Jews because I was following orders. Real life example, not that gassing Jews isn't a real life example. I've talked about this before, this chick I knew that I wanted to fuck and would still fuck. And we're talking, and she told me, and I don't really think this is true, but none of that matters because she said this, she was serious, she believes what she said. She believes this. She told me that if you're driving down the road in Colorado, and if two bicycle riders are riding next to each other on the road instead of one in front and one behind, it is legal. These are the words she used. It is legal to hit them with your car. This is a dumb fucking statist cunt that I would have sex with, but that's all, I would use her as a cum dumpster, who actually believes that she can hit with her automobile a person on a bicycle because the government said it's okay. And so she takes the personal responsibility she would have otherwise, and she pawns it off and says, well, you know, I mean, again, anarcho-capitalist, you can't get away with that because I am responsible. If I hit the bicyclist, I'm responsible for hitting the bicyclist. I can't hide behind anything. But if you're a statist, well, the government says it's legal for me to hit bicyclists with my car when they're riding side by side. And this is how sick you fuckers are. This is how immature you people are. And of course, the other side of seeking permission is that permission can be denied to some people. And that is the other important thing to the statist, because not only does the statist want the approval of his or her parents, the government, statists also very desperately want to control other people's behavior. Again, look at the faggot marriage, right? Oh, the faggots got their fucking legalized marriage, but goddammit, we can't let those fucking Mormons have group marriage. We got to make sure marriage, it's only between two people. It's only two people. You can't have more than two people getting married. We got to deny marriage to those people. So you're always looking for permission so you can get approval, but at the same time, the permission process means the people you don't like, well, they're not going to get permission. Their behavior is going to be restricted. And as I have said, as the quote from I, the great one himself, says, a statist is somebody who hates your freedom so much that she will give up her own freedom in order to take your freedom away from you. And that's what all of this statism shit is. Needing permission to get married. Needing permission to start a business. Needing permission to get an abortion. Needing permission to get penicillin. Needing permission, 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 permission. It's all children. Intellectually inferior people who want to control your behavior, while at the same time feeling like their behavior is approved of. I don't bother with the other side. Everything I've said today is right. Go fuck yourselves.